Ja Morant, he is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, leading his squad, the second youngest team in the NBA, to victory last night against the almighty Warriors. Ja posting 29 points and 8 assists, and that win is the Grizzlies' 10th straight, a franchise record. So, Ja, is Memphis finally getting the respect it deserves?
How close are you getting to thinking you're getting the respect that this team deserves?
Well, I bet you got it now. I bet you got it now. Go on social media. You know, we're one of the best teams in the league. I feel like, you know, that's number one. And number two, I feel like, you know, we're showing, you know, how deep our roster is. You know, no matter, you know, what's thrown at us, you know, we bounce back from it and, you know, come out and, you know, win games. We got to keep it rolling, continue to play together, continue to battle.
All right, well, it seems like they have a whole lot of fuel left for the rest of the season. And gosh, talk about respect. Stephen A. tweeting this last night. My apologies to the Memphis Grizzlies. I have slept on these brothers. I know Ja Morant is special, but I love their size, athleticism, depth, and perimeter shooting. This team is a legitimate threat in the West. They have my attention. Magic Johnson also giving some props on Twitter. He said Ja Morant is must-see TV and has taken over as the most exciting player in the league, averaging 24 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. Wow, those are some pretty big endorsements. And last week, Perk said that Ja's ceiling is Michael Jordan high. That is extremely high. So, Monica, do you agree? What do you think is a ceiling?
You know, Charlie, even last week, I pushed back on the MJ ceiling just a bit because I think the nature of MJ's career, he literally blocked people from getting championships. And I'm just not sure that in this era of basketball, Ja will have such a stranglehold on the game. But Ja, to me, and I had said Steph Curry last week in that I think Ja has the ability and will win championships in this league. But I think when you think of point guards with similar athleticism, a guy like Russell Westbrook, comes to mind. And you think of him, of course, breaking the triple-double record and the energy and fervor at which he plays. I think when you look at Russ's game, the assist part, I think we hear triple-double, but I don't know that people grasp the way that he has been able to make people around him better. I do think Ja has better handles, and I know that Swagoo has a great comp, but I'm going to go with the Russell Westbrook comparison in terms of the energy that he plays with day in and day out.
Yeah, Mon, I could understand why. The explosive nature, especially us watching Russell Westbrook throughout his career, but I get big AI energy. I get big Allen Iverson energy from Ja Morant, man. And it's almost like that the little guy that's doing things that's defying what we think little guys should be able to do in this league. And we all know how we hold AI to the standard and changing the game, not only in basketball, but culturally as well. And I just get a lot of those vibes. One of my favorite rappers, Moneybagg Yo, made a song about Ja, Rookie of the Year. And once you start getting songs written about you, it's different. You're becoming iconic. You're becoming cultural. You're starting to get a city and a state to kind of organize behind you and lead the way. Like, AI played in Philly, and we all know how much Philly loves their sports team, but you got to deliver. There's a responsibility with coming with the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, the way you go after people. And the thing that I respect about this game, and I hate using the term cut from the old school or cut from a different cloth, but Ja is, man. Ja want to cut your head every time he plays. It don't matter if it's LeBron, he going to give you a 40-piece. It don't matter if it's Brooklyn, he going to give you a 40-piece. He is going at your star. He will not allow. Right now, when you watch the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja is on the floor, he will not allow the so-called superstar that's coming in the building to be better than Ja Morant. And that is AI energy. If we think back, look, I followed AI. You know AI as well as anybody. But I followed AI when he was at Georgetown. And when he would get into the middle of the lane, you just could not believe he was finna yoke on a 7-footer. You did not think that he had that type of mentality. We talked about physicality of the game with the Warriors and the Bulls. Ja never shies away from going to the rack against anybody. I just get that type of energy from him. And I not only get it in basketball, man, I get it culturally. Because remember, it took us a while to really understand what AI was doing in the NBA because we were so used to 6'6". We were so used to the tall man's game and being able to control and actually be the one option on a basketball team. AI changed all of that. Mm-hmm. Jaden took down the Warriors.
Yeah.
Jaden took down all of the top teams, all of the teams that we consider the best. And they, his team right now is sitting in the Western Conference and finally starting to get looked at as who they are as a team. But it's Jai. His energy is big, and it's very AI-like when I watch him play basketball.
And, Monica, you—
You know, Swaggoo, I love— What's up?
Monica, you compare him to Russell Westbrook, but Russell Westbrook up to this point hasn't won a championship. Ja Morant, the way things are going right now, it looks like a title could certainly be in his future. Do you agree with that?
I do, Charlie, and I'm glad that you said that because that's exactly what I was going to say to Swaggoo. But I think when you look at AI's career, that piece is missing too. And so this is a huge compliment to who Ja Morant is, that we are parsing apart the games of a guy that holds the triple-double record, of a guy that was a cultural icon. I mean, if you want to throw in handles, I mean, you could throw in some of Kyrie, which I know Chauncey Billups had really powerful statements to say. And so what we're seeing in Ja, quite honestly, I don't know that we have seen packaged this way. There are certainly pieces of his game that give you AI energy, Russell Westbrook energy. Name your guy that is explosive and a heady point guard and a tremendous leader. But I think what is going to be the most unique about what Ja did, and Big Perk said this, Swaggoo, and I agree with it, I do think that he will be the next small market guy to bring a championship to his city because this era of NBA, guys are looking around. You got a piece or two. I don't know what's going to happen with the Celtics, but hypothetically, if I'm Jaylen Brown and I know something's amiss up there,
100%.
Ja is a guy that people are going to want to 100%. Play with. And so I'm not saying that is the trade, but what is happening in Memphis? Literally, like last night you're watching that game and you're thinking, oh, these young fellas fitting to run the Warriors out the gym. Like, and not disrespectful to the Warriors, but there is such a tremendous energy and youth and identity with this Memphis Grizzly group, and Ja Morant is the head of that snake, for sure.
Mon, I got to be honest with you, and a lot of it is basketball, right? I think Ja, I'm about deaf to my mentions, but Ja is more skilled than Russell Westbrook. That's probably why I don't put him, as far as explosive, I put him in that category. But skill-wise, and one thing we didn't give AI a lot of credit for because we got so enamored with the crossover against Jordan, we got so enamored with his toughness, we didn't give him a lot of credit for his unbelievable athletic ability and his skill, like his skill as a basketball player. We didn't talk about that because AI was so polarizing, and it's hard to be as polarizing as AI now because of social media. Everybody got a draw and attention. You got different markets and all of that. But I'm telling
you,
But I'm telling you, when I watch Jai Mun, it's an excitement about watching him play the game that I haven't got from a lot of guys recently. Like, Giannis is very exciting to watch, but it's limited skill-wise. You legit don't know what Ja gonna do. You legit have no idea.
On either side.
Blessings to Ja. I'm just glad we have a young face that could potentially become the face of the NBA. We got a young face in Ja Morant.
I love it.
That could potentially become that guy.
And you know what, Monica, like you said, it really might be quite an incredible thing, the fact that he is with a small market team. I mean, these small market teams now being on the level where they can demand that respect. I mean, even you look at the game last night, I was reading in an ESPN article how Ja clapped back. It was in jest, of course, but he clapped back at a little kid who was wearing a Warriors jersey because he's like, we're Memphis. Why are you wearing that jersey here? You're in our building. What are you doing? So I like that.
Charlie Munn, I ain't going to lie, though. Like, and Memphis, don't get mad at me, but could y'all imagine if this was happening in Madison Square Garden? Could y'all imagine what it would be like if he was doing this in New York? Oh, my God. Now, Memphis, you got your one, and I hope Jai stay there because Jai seems to love the place and the culture, and the Memphis has embraced him. But I just couldn't imagine what it would be like if he was in New York.
But you know what, Swaggoo? To that note, Swaggoo, this to me, anything you read about Jai and his South Carolina roots, even Murray State, like, I actually think in many ways it is perfect he is in Memphis. You're talking about totality of the brand. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You're right. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he's certainly fun to watch, and I'm sure we can expect a whole lot more from him.
I ain't trying to get rid of Jai, Memphis. Don't come at me. I ain't trying to get him out of there.
Yeah, right.
You probably will have some people in your Twitter mentions coming up, Marcus.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Let's take a look at what they have in store for them coming up soon. You know, some teams are just happy to be in the playoffs, but really not the Cowboys. When Jerry Jones was asked yesterday whether or not there's a Super Bowl or bust mentality within the organization right now, he was super quick to answer.
Jerry, how do you define success once you make the play? Is it title or bust for you?
Unquestionably. There's no in between. You really go into it with the expectation of being in the playoff. To get here, you need to have distinguished yourself, and then once you get here, all bets are off. And a lot of that has got to do with availability of your players at that time. We're in good shape. We're in real good shape right now, and so. We should be excited and be planning on it.
Hey, Harry, if the 49ers win, you got to wear one of them damn see-through shirts on Irv got on in that promo. You got to come on the show.
I was like, who's doing what?
What's up?
What the hell, Irv hell was going to the club with that picture that night.
I don't know
listen,
what he got.
Listen, man, I understand. Like football, let's talk football first, right? I understand why people feel how they feel about the 49ers. They're the one team where you know the identity of what they want to be and will be throughout football games, and they play that way. They play a physical brand of football. It's a very confusing run game to stop. You have your issues when you play against the 49ers, but the 49ers have their issues too. And I just this energy of the 49ers are the draw that should make the Cowboys afraid. I'm just not on board with that. It's a lot of things you got to think about playing against the Cowboys as well. And I get it. I understand what it has looked like from an offensive standpoint at times during the season. But we've also seen the Cowboys be one of the more explosive offenses. We don't know what the outcome or what the terms will be in which this game will be played. It's the playoffs. It's for everything. I'm sure every team, every game will be laying it all out there. But what I want to see in this game in particular is, because it seems to me everybody thinks or believes that this team is dangerous, and I always equate that to your quarterback being able to be a consistent playmaker in the playoffs. Go back 20 years, go back before we was covering it, that's really what it usually boils down to. At some point, your quarterback is going to have to come up with big plays. I'm betting on Dak Prescott. Okay. Before I bet on Jimmy Garoppolo, I understand what we have. I understand what the dilemma is with Deebo Samuel. I know that he is the catalyst for what they want to do offensively on this football team. So I'm looking forward to it. I just don't like all of this energy. Like the Cowboys should just forfeit the damn game because the 49ers are a tough draw in the playoffs. Miss me with that.
Swagoo.
Listen, I love Swagoo. This energy, and I'm so happy to be revisiting this conversation, Harry, because I know you had a very hot take in the first hour when we first brought up this debate. So I ask you, do you think the Super Bowl or bust mentality is one that the Cowboys should be having right now?
Charlie, don't matter. They losing in the first round.
There you go.
I just told y'all that.
Your issue was with Harry. It's not with me.
It's really not with me. I've been high on the 49ers the last 4 or 5 weeks. I went on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and people crucified me because I said the 49ers were the best team in the NFC West. They thought I was crazy, but I'll be damned. They didn't blew the Rams out twice. I mean, they ain't blow them out the second time, but they physically imposed their will the first time around. They were down 17, came back and won that game. I think the 49ers, I'm just saying, they impose so many things. The Cowboys defense, those guys that they got over there are aggressive. Kyle Shanahan is about to have all kind of misdirection going on. He about to boot and waggle. And if they decide they want to play man coverage in the back end, you have star players. When I mean star players, guys who can do a multiplicity of different things offensively for the 49ers. You got Juszczyk. Mm-hmm. You got George Kittle. You have Deebo Samuel. You have the other little wide receiver. I can't even think of his name right now. Y'all got me so upset over there. You Brandon got Brandon Ayuk. Yep. But then, here's another one, right? We don't know what package is Kyle Shanahan throwing in for Trey Lance right now for this playoff game. He may have been saving it just for this game right here. So when I look at Dan Quinn defensively, Dan Quinn got some stuff on his shoulders to try to put up with a game plan with the San Francisco 49ers offensively.
Mm-hmm. Like everybody else in the NFL.
Yeah, Marcus. My only point earlier was not that the Cowboys have no chance in this game. It's, I think people would feel a lot better, more confident about the Cowboys if we would see them play consistently throughout the year. Every week that we would see the offense come out sluggish, every time we would see the Cowboys play well against an NFC East opponent, scoring 40 points a game, and then they play somebody else in another division.
Yeah, what is that?
You know, they're 6-5 against other teams outside of the NFC East. You know, that's not about emotion or feeling. Those are just facts.
It's concerning.
They score almost half as many points against other teams versus the Giants, Washington, and the Eagles. So it's not about emotion. It's just any team facing the 49ers right now, that would be a tough draw.
I get it.
But
I get
it. K-Mark, just say it to him like this,
K-Mark. They have one win versus teams who have 10 wins or more. They only got one. Just say it like that.
But it's not – see, I'm not like, picking the 49ers. I'm not out there with you, Harry.
I'm getting them riled up today. I'm just trying to get my brother.
I'm trying to get Marcus to understand.
A team who has 10 wins or more.
But y'all got to stop. Like, y'all have to stop this,
with
man.
We all understand.
We all are in agreement, yes, about the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Guys, listen. The 49ers lost 7 games. Dallas lost 5. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's fact. That's what we're looking at.
San Francisco also plays in a tougher division than the Cowboys.
Kim.
That's fact, right?
Kim.
Okay, right?
Kim, let me ask you a question. Didn't all of us say that the Colts would walk into Jacksonville and dominate and win? Did not every person on this network, probably in the world.
Let's not go there, okay? So,
hold on. Charlie, I'm sorry. I know this is very personal to you.
I'm sorry, Charlie. It is. We had to throw it in.
Here's my point, y'all. Because y'all know how much I care about the Cowboys. But my point, for real, on a serious note, my point is this. Matchups matter in the NFL.
Yes.
And when we get to the playoffs, it's very important to try to find those matchups. Nobody matches up well with the 49ers when they're doing what they do at their best. My point is, nobody matches up with Dallas either. Can we all agree that when Dallas plays at their ceiling offensively, who are you taking in this game?
I agree with you 100%.
We are with no one is disagreeing with that.
They are forced to be reckoned with.
But we don't know if they're going to be hitting on all cylinders. But y'all got to
stop acting like the energy ain't been all about what the 49ers do well. Come on now, Kim, you're rolling your eyes. Is it true or not?
Since this matchup has been made,
has the energy been geared towards Dallas should be worried, the 49ers, has it not?
It's simplest fact is this is a tough draw for the Cowboys. That's a fact, my friend. But
the fact is also it's a tough draw for the 49ers.
Yes.
That's my point. My point is the way we talk about this. That's just
Harry
like we look
think
at
so.
We looking at the playoffs, right? And we got the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Kansas City Chiefs. We
right.
all expect that to be a blowout because it was 31-10 in the first matchup, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's we all in agreement. Y'all know how this go. Y'all have covered this game, know this game as well as I. Whoever identity takes hold usually in the playoffs is the team that wins the game. That's how it goes. So I get it. When the 49ers are playing peak and they don't have to depend on Jimmy Garoppolo as much, because that's another thing. Like, let me get to that, okay? Because we act like that this is not the elephant in the room.
No, there okay? is good Jimmy and bad Jimmy. And as soon as good Jimmy shows up, bad Jimmy comes through the door. Yes, right. He shows up to the party.
So,
I understand.
So my question is always, who are you really betting on in this game to perform better at the most important position?
Which team has been to the Super Bowl most recently?
Kim.
I'm just saying. I've covered. You talk about covering games. I was at that game. I covered that Super Bowl, so I saw that 49ers game.
My question had nothing to do with the Super Bowl. I said, what quarterback are you taking in this game?
I would take Dak, of course. Okay. I would take Dak, but it's not
Harry?
Just Dak playing this yeah. game. That's all.
Listen, brother. I'm not doing this with you,
Harry,
today.
Stop smiling.
I'll pick the 49ers to win
Harry,
the game,
I
and
need
that's
an
it.
Answer.
Charlie, take it away.
I need an answer, Harry. I need an answer.
Yeah, Marcus, do you feel validated now?
But you know
now?
What I'm going to say, bro. You know.
Is okay. that, is
I
that
just
what you wanted?
About
you feel validated?
Jimmy G threw that interception against the Rams. I was so livid and so
right,
hot.
Right. So
but then he came back and played well.
This is my only point. This is my only point.
This is your only and last point.
Only and last,
this is my
Marcus.
Only point.
We gotta go.
This is my
go.
Only point of why I asked that question. Because once we see if the 49ers are not dominant on the ground, I'm going to be texting y'all and tweeting y'all about this game. I will be doing that live during the game, and I want this
I like
same type of energy that the Cowboys should forfeit
like,
the game because they
know.
Drew the 49ers.
Okay, well, everyone, I guess keep your mentions open because Marcus is going to be all up in them during
open.
That game this weekend.
Cursed.
All right.
Charlie, take us away.
Stay ready, everybody.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
And the number 3-seeded Bills and the number 6-seeded Patriots will meet for the third time this season in an AFC wildcard matchup on Saturday. The two teams splitting games during the regular season, with the Bills winning the most recent one in Week 16. Even after that victory, Josh Allen and the Bills remain humble, knowing they'll be facing the best coach in the game, that being Bill Belichick.
Playing a team three times in the season, we know each other extremely well. They know us, we know them. So it's whoever can adjust quicker, whoever can show a different look that maybe the first go around or the second go around we've seen and throw something, a different wrinkle into it. So again, and that's why Coach Belichick is, you know, one of the, if not the greatest coach of all time, just his ability to switch things up for a quarterback and make you see different things.
Okay, so Bill Belichick better have his lucky sweatshirt on. In fact, he might want to double up because game time, the temperature is expected to be 0 degrees. That is absolutely absurd. So, Marcus, it is going to be the third time these teams have played this season. Very cold. Who do you see having the edge in this game?
Let me just process 0 degrees before we start doing our job. I'm not going to be there. I done played in some bitter, cold, adverse weather, but golly. Kim, you on the sideline for that, Kim?
Not this one. I'm in Kansas City for Sunday night.
That ain't nothing, man.
Oh, it's
that's
cold
nothing.
There too.
That 0 degrees
it's
is
cold
nothing.
There too.
I don't know how.
Pray for the reporters, please.
I don't know how you continue to look so good and graceful in them elements that you be in. Kmart, you know me. I ain't
she
lying
has
to
some
you.
Special
you know
tricks,
I ain't
though,
saying
though.
Nothing. I don't really believe. So blessings to you in that weather in Kansas City too, because it's gonna be cold as hell. Listen, I think the Bills gonna win the game, and I truly believe. believe it's because of Josh Allen, and that's period. His legs and his ability to just lead a team. I'm not there yet with Mac Jones right. in an adverse situation. If the New England Patriots can't dominate this game in the form that they need to and allow him to play from a place of comfort. Josh Allen is built on playing from uncomfortable situations. He has the ability to get himself out of trouble, and we saw that in the second matchup. Now, sometimes he plays YOLO ball, and you got to be nervous about turnovers, but more than anything, I think his legs will be the difference in this game, and it forces defense to have to respect that, and you can't just stay in your same rhythm and same vein when you're playing against guys like this. I said this the other day, right? When we saw Cam Newton in his heyday, in his prime, I remember being a part of game plans defensively, and one of the emphasis was when this guy breaks contain, it is hard to get him on the ground. That's who Josh Allen is. When he gets to your second level, it is very difficult to not only get to him, but to tackle him. And I think that's going to present some challenges, especially in this weather situation for the New England Patriots. So I got the Bills.
Yeah, Marcus, so do I. I thought you said something really good. I believe it was NFL Live yesterday. When you talk about cold weather games and when you got to hit people. Phew. And it feels like that shock of that yes. jolt of electricity going through yes. your body. I think that's a really important point because Josh Allen, he's built like a tight end. He's a big dude. He is a big dude. And having to hit him, take him down, sometimes the Bills do rely on him too much to be mm-hmm. everything at all times. But that's actually the thing that I think will be the difference maker, like you said.
Okay, so you all have the Bills winning. I am already cold, everybody. I just want to say I got a chill going through my body when I said that 0 degrees. So God bless everybody on that field
zero.
This weekend. Okay, so let's talk about Bill Belichick. Do you think, Marcus, that he has won his last Super Bowl?
No. Did he announce he returned next year or something?
No, I don't. Not that no, I know.
Right? Listen, here's the thing. The league is difficult, right? And we don't know ultimately what Mac Jones is going to turn into. But based on what I've seen Bill Belichick have the ability to do with a rookie quarterback and kind of coach with and around that at times and have his team in the playoffs. Remember, y'all, this was an abysmal season for this team last year. We were trying to figure out what is Bill Belichick really as a general manager. Well, some people were. I thought he was a damn good GM and head coach. But the bottom line is I can't count him out yet. Because I don't know how many years he has left. I think Mac Jones has a high enough ceiling with his ability to be a Super Bowl-type caliber quarterback. I don't believe he's there yet. Obviously, he's a rookie, and we've seen him kind of fall by the wayside when it's all on his shoulders to either bring his team back or teams have made them commit to throwing the ball downfield. But that maturation process will take place. I think he'll continue to add players. He'll see deficiencies that he needs and give himself a chance. You got to get to the playoffs to have a chance to do it. And I don't see Bill Belichick not being a part of the playoff picture for whatever the foreseeable future is with the New England Patriots. So I don't think he's won his last one. I give him just as much opportunity to win it as I give any other coach. It's just the maturation process with his quarterback. How fast can that go in order for us to believe that that offense can be that type of offense to win a bowl?
Yeah, I think otherwise. I think he's won his last Super Bowl. I don't think he's going to get any more.
Because the
simple
so
fact, because I think, well, I'm just saying, I think because the simple fact that you got to look at the total poll in the AFC, right? You look at all these young quarterbacks that are coming up and thriving. These guys ain't going anywhere anytime soon. And I understand, I like Mac Jones, but he's not those quarterbacks. He's not Joe Burrow. He's not Justin Herbert. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not any of those guys. Patrick Mahomes, those, and Josh Allen, I can even throw in there as well. So you have all those quarterbacks that you got to deal with who are going to be around for probably the next 10 to 15 years. So I just think the run for Bill Belichick and winning Super Bowls have come to a halt.
Mm. Yeah, I just think, listen, you're talking about the greatest coach of all time, right?
Yes. Well, no, not greatest coach of all time, just says Bill won his last Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying Bill is the great,
yes.
He's arguably the greatest coach of all time. Yeah. So for Harry to be so disrespectful and say this could be the end, I'm not going with Harry on that, no.
Harry, you saying he can't get
that? That's an easy answer.
How old is Bill Belichick? He in his 70s, right? He's 70 what?
Like
70,
60,
71,
like
60, something like that.
Something.
I give him another at least 8 years of coaching. At least.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a lot of time, man, for a great coach.
Every time someone tries to count against Bill Belichick, they are quickly proven wrong. So I have to imagine this is going to be the same.
Tom Brady must be coming back to play in New England.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Wouldn't that just be
Tom Brady coming back?
We thought we'd seen everything. Just you wait.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
And the Cleveland Browns general manager, Andrew Berry, said Tuesday he fully expects Baker Mayfield to be their starting quarterback in 2022 and bounce back after struggling through an injury-plagued season. Mayfield finished 27th in the league in QBR this past season as the Browns finished with an 8-9 record and failed to make the playoffs. Mayfield finished 27th in the league in QBR this past season. Okay. And next season is not so bright for Carson Wentz after the Colts suffered a stunning loss that cost them a playoff bid. Here we're going to have to talk about this a little more. And as a result, head coach Frank Reich avoided committing to Carson when asked about the future of the franchise. Listen.
We love the team we had this year. We knew everyone we brought in this year. We expected to play winning football. Next year's roster will be next year's roster. I'm not going to evaluate or talk about any. I don't want to just open it up with one player and then start talking about all of them.
You know, I'm actually happy that he wouldn't go ahead and commit to Carson Wentz because I am tired of quarterbacks just playing awful and then right away they get that seal of approval for the upcoming season. So good on you, Frank Reich.
Carly's in her Colts feelings.
I'm in my feels right now, everybody. I just got to get it out. Okay, so it has been a struggle for both of the quarterbacks this year. Marcus, who would you rather have as a starter if you were to have your team? Would you have Carson Wentz or Baker Mayfield?
Just pull some damn frozen peas and carrots on my plate and tell me to eat it, okay? That's what this question is.
It is.
Y'all know what the scariest plate as a child is when them damn peas and carrots come to your table. That's what this is.
Spit.
I know, right?
You put it in a napkin and go to the bathroom and try to flush it.
Yeah.
Oh. You're like, oh.
Carson Wentz. Okay, and listen, I'm going to take Carson Wentz. I don't have an elaborate answer for this. We all know the current situations. I'll take Carson Wentz because he's more athletic.
Somebody else. Okay, really, Marcus? That's it? Because he can run a little
honestly,
bit more?
Honestly, I support that answer. It is what it is.
Okay, I don't want to say it's peas and carrots, but it's not the greatest choice, but I'm going to go Baker. Because you know what? Baker can't help his size. Baker can't help that he's tiny. I know that Carson Wentz is 6'5", and that height hasn't really helped much. All you need to know about these quarterbacks is the Eagles traded Carson away to take a chance on a second-round pick who had 4 starts, right? That's what they entered into the season with. And guess who's in the playoffs and who's not?
Mm-hmm.
That second-round pick. The Eagles are in the playoffs after giving away Carson Wentz. That's it. You said it earlier, Marcus. I've covered the Browns more than most people at this network. I've seen a lot of Baker. And you know what? I am a Baker fan. Because when Baker is in, when he's feeling himself, when he is confident, Baker and this offense are rolling. I've seen them beat the Steelers in week 17. I've seen them go to the wild card last year and beat those Steelers. And I saw them in the divisional round against the Kansas City Chiefs and almost beat the Chiefs. And week 1 this year, they almost beat the Chiefs. So Baker and this injury, there's a lot of variables this year, but I've seen enough from Carson Wentz and the fact that Jalen Hurts has led this Eagles team to a playoff. Like, no, sorry, it's Baker.
Kmart, I'm laughing because Baker has never lacked confidence, but he's lacked the ability to take care of that damn football. Since 2018, he has the most interceptions with 56. Oh, and that's a problem with me. That's an issue because at that position, you got to be able to take care of football. Listen, I want to revisit something really quick. They showed a clip of him throwing the ball in the back of the defender while Odell was wide open. Odell was not the damn problem. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. Odell was not the problem.
Was the problem Baker or was it the head coach? Was it the head coach who can't figure out how to use?
I think you could put it on both of them. But for me, at the quarterback position, especially if you're taking number one overall, you got to take care of the damn football.
Also, so if I got to choose between these two guys. But here's my issue, though. If you have a running back who we talk about like could be the MVP of the league, that we're not asking you to do a lot, Carson. What are we're not asking you to right?
But Kim, these are very, very similar situations.
Right.
With Chubb and Jonathan Taylor.
With the Browns, you have Kareem Hunt. And you have Nick Chubb with the Browns as well.
So here's my thing, okay?
At the end of the day, the Browns made a decision to move on from Tyrod and go to Baker. Tyrod hasn't gone to the playoffs, right? Okay, we literally are watching the Eagles make the choice and them winning games because they moved on from the quarterback that you say you'd rather have.
Told me you've seen the Browns play.
Yeah.
I know your eyes see the play that Baker Mayfield is putting out there in the football field.
The eyes move, though, from having a great season.
Like, he's only really, you know,
here's the difference. Carson has no excuses. Carson literally had the perfect situation in Indy. I'm so sorry, Charlie.
No, please.
And they're not in the playoffs. That's the result.
Kim, but we
Baker
can say
was
that
hurt
about
this year.
We can say that about Baker, though.
Too.
The man is hobbled. Like, that's not, like,
he's
you
injured
have to,
all season.
You, he's been injured most of the season. So when 100%. You give me peas or carrots, I'm going to tell you, like, I'm going to leave the peas because the peas aren't really doing it for me. At least I've seen some carrots and I've had some good times with the carrots. And I've seen the carrots
truly,
and it tastes good.
Like, truly, I mean, like,
good times with the carrots.
Truly,
you're the only
we ain't about to fight over peas and carrots. But here's what I will say. If you're comparing the careers, and if you think about this is where I came from the thought. What is the ceiling for both of these guys versus each other? I know it's been a million years ago, but Carson has reached MVP level talk.
But you
before.
Said it was a million years ago.
Charlie, hold on 1 second. But we talking about two bad
Charlie
guys.
We're not
talking about two good quarterbacks. I'm just trying to give the reason why I said Carson Wentz. And in a league where a lot of the times you have to have the ability to get yourself out of trouble, I would bet on Carson Wentz. We still all losing our damn money. We still going to be broke when we leave the casino either one of them. I'm just trying to last a little bit longer than Kim is. With Baker Mayfield. The problem is where we are with Carson Wentz now is the fact that Frank Reich bet on him. So it's more polarizing with Carson Wentz in this situation.
Which is why I'm not trying to really
make that bet, bro. Marcus, though, do you believe 100%. That Carson Wentz, I mean, you said it before, you're choosing him because he's more athletic, okay? He does have a lot to offer, but he hasn't shown that
shown
in quite some time.
He's shown a higher ceiling.
But do you think, I mean, the mental block has been something that we've all considered being an issue for him for a long time. Do you think that there's a mental block that just is going to continue to be an obstacle for him?
Based on now, yes. Because here's what I think Carson Wentz does, and we talked about this on NFL Live. He panics.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what, Charlie? So does Baker Mayfield. We're talking about both of these guys. Baker Mayfield panics in crunch time situations, and Carson Wentz does as well. Carson Wentz, though, has shown at least this league, which is why he'll have a longer leash when you start talking about him moving from team to team. He has shown I have the capability to play at a high level. I ain't seen that from Baker. And look, everybody talk about last year and where Baker played well. Are we really going crazy about 26 touchdowns and 9 interceptions? Is that really
not
what
me,
we
Marcus,
are going
not
to
me,
say?
Because I'm going to send them to the land of no return.
It's
that's
all
why
relative,
I'm sending
though,
to
for the
land
Browns,
of no return.
Though, that is something to cheer about.
For the Browns.
Right.
And I'm not disagreeing. But let's not – we talking about these two individual guys. I told y'all peas and damn carrots. But the bottom line is when I look at it, I would probably give myself Carson Wentz because he can get himself out of trouble. That's a bad thing, Charlie. I'm not trying to give you confidence about who y'all quarterback is. But more than anything, I can at least say, Carson, take off running. Baker ain't outrunning nobody. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just, like, I know there's some disagreement here, but can we agree, we would agree that Carson would be the carrots and Baker would be the peas because the peas are
Charlie, stop
smaller,
that.
Right?
Stop carrots. That, Charlie.
Baker the carrots.
Peas trash.
Okay, we can't even get this
stop
right. Okay,
Carson the carrots. Carson the carrots. Peas are trash.
Okay, you know what? This has been amazing, and I love, everyone, just remember, Marcus at the very beginning of this debate said he would choose Carson because he's more athletic. That was it.
Run.
That was what he left it at. Kimberly, we have to say goodbye to you.
Oh, I know.
My
it's
heart.
Been great.
Oh my God.
First take, her take. back on the air next week. Everybody, do not miss it. We are going to have a lot to say. And
Harry,
this one, good luck to you
Harry,
and
you
your
wild
card coverage.
They won't let no men on their podcast, Harry. They won't let no.
Nope.
They won't let no guys on their podcast.
Stephen A. just wrote to this one.
Stephen A. texted me a little while ago. Hey.
Yeah. Okay. So Marcus. Yeah. Get in line. Okay. Harry, you too.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Two of the league's most exciting players on both sides of the ball will go head-to-head in the AFC wild card. Patrick Mahomes and his high-powered offense facing T.J. Watt and the tough Steelers D. Watt is coming off a season where he tied the NFL single-season sack record of 22.5, while Mahomes, during an up-and-down season, threw for 4,800 yards and 37 touchdowns. Okay, with this matchup going down on Sunday, Marcus, who would you say is more dominant at their respective position, Patrick Mahomes or T.J. Watt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with T.J. Watt, and it's very difficult because obviously we're talking about a quarterback and a defensive lineman. But what I will say is in the midst of missing two games, he ends up with 22.5 sacks. And people get enamored with that number. But if you look at football and Pittsburgh, T.J. Watt is probably more of a reason they in the playoffs than anybody on this football team. And that's a lot to say for a guy that plays on the defensive line. But his impact, the two-point play with the Baltimore Ravens at the end of the first game, he influenced the bad pass. You look at how dominant he was in this last game with the Baltimore Ravens. And with an offense that has been abysmal, okay? And I know the Pittsburgh Steelers are excited and happy and about to go in the playoffs. But for an offense that's been abysmal, this guy has really determined outcomes of games. That's very hard to do from his position.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with anybody here, but I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. Since he became a starter, man, the man has passed for over 4,000 yards each year. Then he had that MVP season with 5,050-plus touchdowns, 50 touchdowns in one season. That's unheard of. MVP, the only reason why they have been to an AFC championship, Super Bowl, is because of Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, hard to argue against either one of them, but check this out. Swagoo. Stephen A. has a little something to say to you because he's coming for you. Do you hear the footsteps, Swagoo? It's me, your boy, returning to First Take on Monday right on time to laugh at you about your Cowboys going down. Mm. Perfect timing, wouldn't you say? What do you even say to that? What do you say to that?
You know, just first of all, on a serious note, I'm happy SA about to be back. And healthy, clean bill of health.
Uh-huh.
But just like I told him when LSU beat Alabama, that river outside that window behind you, Charlie,
yep.
It ain't going
it's gonna
nowhere.
It's going to be ruthless. Guys, we got to go. See ya.